Joe returned and found them like that. Meg jumped and turned round, but John Brooke laughed and kissed the shocked Joe, saying, "Sister Joe, wish us luck." Joe ran upstairs to find her parents. "Go down quickly," she said. "John Brooke is behaving terribly, and Meg likes it." Mr. and Mrs. March left the room in a hurry, while Joe threw herself on the bed and told the awful news to Beth and Amy. But the little girls thought it was all most interesting and delightful. Nobody knew what was said that afternoon, but a lot of talking was done. The quiet Mr. Brooke managed to persuade his friends that his plans were good and sensible. Then he proudly took Meg in to supper. Everyone looked so happy that Joe tried to look pleased, too. After supper, Laurie arrived with some flowers for Mrs. John Brooke. Then he followed Joe into the corner of the room while the others went to welcome old Mr. Lawrence. "What's the matter, Joe?" said Laurie. "You don't look very happy." "Nothing will ever be the same again," said Joe sadly. "I've lost my dearest friend."